Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, Vritrasura's Glorious Death. We're starting with text 2, which has no purport. Then there's several other verses that don't have purports. So I'll chant those first, and we'll chant text 7 together. So text 2. Tato yugantagni katora jivam avidyashulam tarasurendra chipva mahendraya vinadya viro hatosi papeti rusha jagada. Translation. Then Vritrasura, the great hero of the demons, whirled his trident, which had points like the flames of the blazing fire at the end of the millennium. With great force and anger, he threw it at Indra, roaring and exclaiming loudly, O sinful one, thus shall I kill you. Text 3. Ka'apatat vichalad graho kavan Niriksha duspreksha majata viklavaha vajrena vajri shatta parvanachinad pungjam chatas yorga rajabogam. Translation. Flying in the sky, Vritrasura's trident resembled a brilliant meteor. Although the blazing weapon was difficult to look upon, King Indra, unafraid, cut it to pieces with his thunderbolt. Simultaneously, he cut off one of Vritrasura's arms, which was as thick as the body of Vasuki, the king of the serpents. Text 4. Hanau Tatadendram Ata Marebam Vajram Chahastanyapatan Magonaha. Translation. Although one of his arms was severed from his body, Vritrasura angrily approached King Indra and struck him on the jaw with an iron mace. He also struck the elephant that carried Indra. Thus, Indra dropped his thunderbolt from his hand. Vritrasya karman mahad bhutam tat surasuras charana siddha sangaha upujayam tat puruhuta sankatam Niriksha ha heti vichukrushur brisham. The denizens of various planets, like the demigods, demons, charnas, and siddhas, praised Vritrasura's deed. But when they observed that Indra was in great danger, they lamented, "Alas, alas!" Text 6. Indronavajram jagrahe vilajitash chutam svahastad arisanidam punaha tam ahavitro hara atavajro jahi svashatrum navishadakalaha. Translation. Having dropped the thunderbolt from his hand in the presence of his enemy, Indra was practically defeated and was very much ashamed. He dared not pick up his weapon again. Vritrasura, however, encouraged him, saying, "Take up your thunderbolt and kill your enemy. This is not the time to lament your fate." So now we can chant together, text 7. Yuyutsatam Kutrachit Atatayinam Jaya Sadaikatra Na Vai Paratmanam Vinaikam Utpati Laya Stiti Ishparam Sarvagyam Adyam Purusham Sanatanam Yuyutsutam Kutratit Atatayinam Jaya Sadai Katra Navai Paratmanam Vinaikamut Pati Layasti Tishvaram Sarvagyam Adyam Purusham Sanatanam Yuyutsutam Kutrachit Atatayinam Jaya Sade Katra Navai Paratmanam Vinayakamut Pati Layasti Tishvaram Sarvagyam Adyam Purusham Sanatanam Yayutsatam Kutrachit Atatayinam Jaya Sadai Katra Navai Paratmanam Vinaikamut Pati Layasti Tishvaram Sarvagyam Adyam Purusham Sanatanam. Yutsutam Kuchitid Atitainam Jaya Sadai Katra Nadatsanatmanam Nipati Lagashivitam Yutsutam Kuchitid Atitainam Jaya Sadai Katna Navai Paratmanam Aika Chalapayachi Layachitaram Sarvagyam Adyam Purusham Manatmanam Yuyutsatam Kutra Chiratatayinam Jaya Sadai Katra Navai Paratmanam Vinayakamudpati Hayasitram Savakyam Sanatanam Vaishnavis Yutsatam Kuchatir Atitainam Jayasadai Kachanayuai Paratmanam Yidsatam kuchatid atitainam Jayai sadai kachanavai paratmanam Vinayakamudpati layasitishvaram Sarvagyam adyam purusham atanam Yuyut satam. Of those who are belligerent. Kutrachit. Sometimes. Atitainam. Armed with weapons. Jayaha. Victory. Sada. Always. Ekatra. In one place. Na. Not. Vai. Indeed. Paraatmanam. Of the subordinate living entities who work only under the direction of the Supersoul. Vina, except. Ekam, one. Utpati, of the creation. Laya, annihilation. Stiti, and maintenance. Ishvaram, the controller. Sarvagyam, who knows everything, past, present, and future. Adyam, the original. Purusham, enjoyer. Sanatanam, eternal. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Vritrasura continued, O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious but the original enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and He knows everything. Being dependent and being obliged to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Quote, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. End quote. When two parties fight, the fighting actually goes on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, the Supersoul. Elsewhere in the Gita 3:27, the Lord says, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vamudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are actually carried out by nature. End quote. The living entities work only under the direction of the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives orders to material nature, and she arranges facilities for the living entities. The living entities are not independent, although they foolishly think themselves the doers. Karta. Victory is always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As for the subordinate living entities, they fight under the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Victory or defeat is not actually theirs. It is an arrangement by the Lord through the agency of material nature. Pride in victory or moroseness in defeat is useless. One should fully depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is responsible for the victory and defeat of all living entities. The Lord advises, Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jaya hi akarmanaha. Quote, perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. End quote. The living entity is ordered to act according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Supreme Lord. karmanyavadikarante mapaleshu kadachana. Quote, you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. End quote. One must act sincerely according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Lord. Vritrasura encouraged Indra, saying, don't be morose because of my victory. There is no need to stop fighting. Indeed, you should go on with your duty. When Krishna desires, you will certainly be victorious. This verse is very instructive for sincere workers in the Krishna consciousness movement. We should not be jubilant in victory or morose in defeat. We should make a sincere effort to implement the will of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should not be concerned with victory and defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that our activities may be recognized by Krishna. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the terms victory and defeat are mentioned here, both in connection with material life and spiritual life. In the material world, we see a lot of attention given to victory and defeat in lots of different areas of life. You know, for example, there is sport. You know, in different countries, you know, they play different sports, like soccer, you know, the European kind of football. And then there's American football, baseball, basketball, tennis. It's, people are very much attracted to these things because there's some conflict involved, you know, between the different teams or the different players. And there is victory or defeat, and people are very much attracted to this, you know, and to sport like that. And also, there's real warfare, you know, that goes on in the world. There are military forces and police forces that engage in actual conflict where their lives are at stake. There's victory or defeat, kill or be killed. That's going on. And in business, you know, there's victory and defeat. In the capitalist economy, it's based on competition. You know, some company may be there making some product, but it has its competitors, and the idea is to outcompete your competitors, you know, gain victory or defeat in the marketplace. So that goes on. And then there's also, you know, victory or defeat in other areas of life and personal areas of life. Sometimes, you know, victory and defeat are metaphorically used in connection with personal relationships, you know, attempts to find a partner in life. One may desire a certain partner in life, and there may be competition, so there may be victory or defeat. Who gets the guy? Who gets the girl? So these things are there, in material life, and people, they become very morose when they're defeated in many cases, or excessively jubilant when they achieve some victory. But Krishna is saying here, all these things are arranged by Him. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. And only in illusion, under the influence of Ahankara, do people are thinking they are the doers, but actually the real doer is the material energy, Prakriti Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani, Sarvasaha, Ahankara, Vimudhatma, Kartaha Miti Manyate. Under the influence of Ahankara, or false ego, the soul thinks that it's the doer. But actually it's Krishna who's arranging everything. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, Hridesh Arjuna Tishtate, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutanam, Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Krishna says, as the super soul, I am seated in the hearts of all living entities, and I am guiding them. The living entities, Krishna says, they're seated in the machinery of the body, like a passenger in a vehicle. But who is actually guiding the vehicle? Krishna says it's Him. He's guiding the wanderings of all these vehicles that we call material bodies. And the results are up to Krishna. Everyone, as a spirit soul, has a faculty or an ability for thinking, feeling, and willing. So one is always thinking of some endeavor, some goal in life and how to achieve it. One is feeling that one wants to do it, and one is willing to actually accomplish one's goal in life. But the result is not up to one's Okay, so it's just a local thing. Okay. All right. So, by Krishna's will, just some local thing. Could have been some bigger thing, you never know. So, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, victory or defeat depends on the Supreme Lord. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to carry out his duty as a Kshatriya, to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra without concern for profit or loss, victory or defeat, happiness or distress. Just carry out the duty. Then he's properly situated, and then the result is up to Krishna. So this means that a devotee should understand what it is that Krishna wants one to do. And how does one find out what Krishna wants one to do? Generally, one finds out from one's spiritual authorities. For example, from the spiritual master. you know, Srila Prabhupada was ordered, you know, by his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to spread Krishna consciousness in English to the Western world. So that was the order he received. And Srila Prabhupada sincerely carried out that order. As Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, this verse is very instructive for sincere workers in the Krishna consciousness movement. So what is a sincere worker in the Krishna consciousness movement? A sincere worker in the Krishna consciousness movement is someone who understands and knows what it is that Krishna wants them to do. As I said, generally we understand this from the instructions of Krishna. Krishna gives general instructions, and then specific instructions come from the spiritual master. There are different types of spiritual masters. There's the initiating spiritual master. There are the instructing spiritual masters. There are representatives of the spiritual master. There are spiritual authorities in the movement that Srila Prabhupada has set up. So somehow or other, from these different sources, and Krishna is also within the heart. You know, Krishna may inspire one to perform some service, but then it should be confirmed, you know, by the society of devotees, the Tandara Charana Seva Bhakti Sannivas. We serve spiritual master in the society of devotees. You know, for example, Krishnadas Kaviraj was performing devotional service in the Society of Devotees in Vrindavan. And, you know, he was inspired to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He felt some inspiration to do that, but it was confirmed, you know, by the orders of the devotees and the society of devotees in which he lived. So we may feel some desire to perform some particular service. Some devotees, they're ordered to perform, you know, particular services. Like, say myself, for example. You know, I had some desire to serve Krishna by writing. You know, that was a desire I felt within my heart, but it had to be, you know, confirmed by the society of devotees in which I lived, ISKCON. They had to accept that as service. You know, one of my first temple presidents, when I expressed some desire, you know, to do a service like that, he said, okay, first thing is you should situate yourself in devotional service nicely. And then you should perform some practical service here in the temple. And in your spare time, try to write some articles for Back to Godhead magazine and send them to Los Angeles. So I was in the Miami temple at that time. So I did that. You know, I performed the regular duties of a devotee. I also performed some service in the temple under the direction of the temple authorities. And in my spare time, you know, at night, I would write some things. And then I'd send them to Back to Godhead magazine in Los Angeles. And they would send them back saying, we can't publish this, sorry. But I kept trying. And eventually I got a phone call from Los Angeles, from Back to Godhead magazine. They said, can you come to Los Angeles? We'd like to train you as a writer. So I asked my temple president if I could go, and he understood it was something that Srila Prabhupada wanted. You know, he wanted devotees to do that kind of service, and it appeared I was qualified, so he said, yes, you can go. So I came to Los Angeles in 1976 to do that service. And then I was doing that service for some time, and then the BBT asked me to work with Mukunda Maharaj in producing some small books. And then in 1984, the BBT trustees asked me to work with Sataputra Prabhu on science projects. It's not that I had some general desire to write, but I didn't have any specific desire to get involved in science. I never had any training in that. I never had any interest in it. But I was asked to do it, you know, by the spiritual authorities. I knew it was something that Srila Prabhupada wanted very much, so I thought, okay, let me try to do something. And when you do things like that, so it's the reason I'm explaining this is that devotional service should be authorized. One may have some desire to perform some service, but it should be authorized by the spiritual master or the spiritual master's representatives. So either it can come either way. Service can come to you as an order, or it may be some personal desire that you have, but still it has to be confirmed, by the spiritual authority. So either way, it's devotional service performed on the order of Krishna's representatives, which means ultimately on the order of Krishna. And once we understand what it is that we should be doing, then we have to make a sincere effort to perform that service without regard for victory or defeat. For example, sometimes devotees will ask me, well, have you defeated any scientist, or have you won anybody over, or how many? To me, that's not the most important thing. That's all in Krishna's hands. what the result is. As far as I'm concerned, we should, as Srila Prabhupada says in here, we should not be concerned with victory or defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that our activities may be recognized by Krishna. So different devotees have different services, and they may be confronted with this issue of success or failure, victory or defeat in the service that they're endeavoring to carry out. For example, devotees may go on Harinam and may wonder, will people be listening, accepting, or rejecting, or ignoring, or what? Well, that's up to Krishna within the hearts of the people. He can inspire them in any different way. But the duty of the devotees is to sincerely chant. And then the result is up to Krishna, or book distribution. It's another issue where devotees who are performing that service are confronted with the issue of victory or defeat, success or failure, profit or loss. But the main thing is to simply carry out one's assigned duty, one's service. And the result is up to Krishna. Now, generally, if we're following Krishna's orders, doing something that Krishna wants done, then generally there will be some positive result. But that's up to Krishna. It's not up to us. Our duty is to carry out our service sincerely so that Krishna will see that we're trying. That's the main thing, that we're performing service for his pleasure, the pleasure of his representative, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasado. You know, Krishna's very difficult to please directly, so we please Krishna's representative, Gopi Bharta Padakamalayar, Das Das Anudas. We see ourselves as the servants of the servants of the servants. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any comment? Anything they'd like to add? Archita?
Thank you for a nice class. Sometimes on this last point about victory or defeat, profit loss, especially on book distribution, we see that. Sometimes you may question yourself, was it because I wasn't transcendentally pushy enough or enthusiastic enough that the person didn't give? Or, I mean, how, where to draw that line? I'll give just a little example. Last time I went on Harinam in Santa Monica, you were there. I was talking to a young man who was a lawyer and admitted that he made over $100,000 a year. We're discussing Bhagavad Gita. Very, very reluctant to give anything. And while I'm doing that, I had another Gita in my hand, and a young lady just walked out of the crowd and came up and took it out of my hand and said, Bhagavad Gita, how much do you want for it? So I said, well, you know, we're the publishers, we don't charge, give what you can. She gave $10 and left, just like that. Just came, took it, left. So it's like that, you know, you're struggling to get one person to give, and Krishna sent somebody else who gives, just without you asking. So we have to keep that in mind. That yes, you have to be enthusiastic for sure and try, but ultimately, like you said, it's up to Krishna.
Very good. Bhargupati?
I'd just like to get some further insight into the turn of events in the battle there. So Vritrasura knocked the thunderbolt out of Indra's hand. That was considered defeat. Was the idea that if, because he was unarmed at that point, Vritrasura could have went ahead and finished him off, so therefore the battle was defeat because there's some sort of an etiquette there, you know, in the fighting that if you drop it. What's the understanding there?
The way that I'm understanding this is that apparently Indra got a little bit discouraged. You know, at that point that, you know, he'd given his best effort to attack and kill Vritrasura, and Vritrasura had fought back and just knocked his weapon out of his hand, and therefore he was apparently, from what I can understand from these verses, not so eager to continue the fight, and Vritrasura is saying, no, Okay. Pick it up. Let's take this to the end. You know. Of course, Vritrasura wanted to be killed, so you know, he didn't want Indra to become discouraged and give up the fight. So that's the way that I'm understanding this according to the verses and purport. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.